We have the Two Beat Band in because they're playing tonight at R.T. Quinlan's. It's all part of the Boomchucks CD release party. It's the Boomchucks, the Fontanelles, the Two Beat Band, and Pillow Talk with Brendan Swanson and Todd Gremmels. Aha, the laughing man. That's all at 220 West Superior Street in Duluth. So pleased to have the Two Beat Band here in the studios. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with a new tune. It's not even out on their new EP. This is Vultures, Two Beat Band on KUMD.
Come take me over the hills and banks, my love. Our springtime's come, found in the arms of our young green grass and sun. Yeah, our springtime's come. Ask for my name, but please don't ask too much, 'cause we know how it ends. I'll ask you the same, but please don't tell too much. Yeah, we know how it ends. Can't say who you'll find content for more than a day. When hovering over our birds of prey,
almost kind of an eerie sound on that song.
Probably.
Well, thanks so much for joining us live from Studio A here at KUMD today, and some familiar faces. This is a trio. You guys are all from Duluth, and I don't know if you're originally from Duluth, but you guys play music around town, seen you a lot. We have, let's go around, just introduce yourselves and tell everyone what you're playing.
My name's Jordan Taylor. I'm playing the acoustic guitar and harmonica and singing.
My name is Kyle Keegan. I have a snare drum, a bass drum, a 22-inch ride cymbal, and some hi-hats as well.
I'm Nate Case on the bass.
Nice. And you guys play together, Kyle and Nate. We've seen you in other bands. And maybe just talk a little bit about your other project that you guys work so often together.
Well, we used to play in a band, all three of us actually, called Heavy J and the Fantastics. And Jordan played the bass, and I played the guitar.
A little switcheroo here.
Yeah. He's actually playing my guitar, and I'm playing his bass.
That's true.
You guys are all very accomplished musicians. Kyle, I know that you're are you in school in the music program?
I sure am, yeah.
And you're graduating this year?
I really wish I could say that I was.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No, one more semester and I'll be finished.
Well, congratulations. It obviously has paid off. You know, you really have been playing a lot and with a lot of musicians. I've seen you kind of traveling and playing quite a bit here. You guys put an EP out. Maybe talk a little bit about that, Jordan.
It
just came out recently, and it's the Two Beat Band EP. It looks like it's got 6, 7, 8 songs.
Yep, 8.
Talk about the making of that and how this came about. And this is your first recording, really, together.
I kind of started out playing just by myself. And then I hired these two guys to play with me because it's way more fun that way.
But we haven't gotten paid yet. We're still waiting for paychecks.
So we recorded it this summer at a friend's studio in Wisconsin. And happy with how it turned out, and I guess it started selling them a few months ago. So
will they be down at the show tonight?
They will be down at the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. We have them at the Electric Fetus and whatnot too, also for sale.
Excellent. And we have it here in the studio, so you'll be hearing it play on KUMD as well. I am gonna guess that people will pull this one out and play it. Maybe just talk a little bit about your sound, you know. What do you call it? It's kind of maybe a folk rock, or what do you think?
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. I was registering for Homegrown the other day, and they kind of asked the same thing, and I wrote that it's folk. It's too rock to be folk, but it's not folk rock, but it's not rock because there's folk or something. I don't know.
That's
so
right.
Hard. I don't know. I guess you can decide. I like... Yeah.
Canned beer Americana.
Canned beer, yes. Yeah, it's Americana with some influence from canned beers, too.
So you'll be in Homegrown. You know, the band registration just opened for Homegrown. It's open for the month.
Yeah, yep.
Now, have you had some beer already? Is that the...
No. That would be a funny inside joke. But maybe Kyle has, I don't know.
Well, why don't we get another tune out of you guys?
All right, yeah. This one's called... this is called Take Two. It's the... third song on the EP.
Two Beat Band at KUMD.
1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me a little bit about yourself. The drawers are open and the lights are out. And can't you see I'd like to know? Tell me which was your favorite time with sand in our hair and cheap red wine. And did we stay and watch the light go? There they are, they run and shout. Take one look and wash your eyes out. There they are, they run and shout. Take one look and wash your eyes out. And sometimes I wish to fly toward the sun, and I won't mind it if you wish not to meet me there. Goes this way, we'll be buried in bones forever to lay, and we'll just feel time move so slow. Here we are now, feeling time wear on us, but we don't mind it. We're on us, but we don't mind it.
are now feeling time. We're on us, but we don't mind it here. Here we are now feeling time. We're on us, but we don't mind it. Here we are now feeling time. We're on us, but we don't mind it.
Very nice. Is this an original by you guys?
Yeah.
And that's you, Jordan? Did you write these tunes? Or?
Yes, I write most of it, I'd say.
Any collaboration here?
Sometimes I seek out some help from the guys, but...
But they're not much help? What do you
say?
Well,
they're help. No.
We try to help.
I lived up here for a lot of years, but I just moved down to Northfield, Minnesota.
So you're no longer in Duluth?
No. I make frequent visits, so it's almost like I live here, but... but yeah, so I end up holed up in my apartment down there.
General Mills cereal.
Yeah, we've got a big Malto meal.
Oh, yeah, Malto meal.
Yeah, right. Factory down there. So, but yeah, so I got a lot of time to write songs. And
so did you come up just for the show?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, came up for a long, long weekend, Wednesday to Sunday. Charlie Parr played on Wednesday.
That's right, we got him back in town.
Yes, and we played last night, and we're playing tonight, so yeah. Yeah.
Excellent, the two-beat band. So part of you aren't even in town, so you can catch the local trio down at RT's tonight. Maybe talk a little bit about songwriting, if you're the one. Maybe talk about what that last song was, Take Two, and maybe kind of what inspired this EP. You've been, is it just a compilation of songs you've had? You've been building up slowly, or sit down and say, like, I need some new work for this band, the project that I got going?
Well, I guess we used to play together, and our old band was, I played the bass, and I was just kind of playing an instrument, but I kind of just wrote songs for myself for a while, and I had them, and kind of just decided to start taking it more seriously and actually playing out, and kind of got pretty serious, I guess. We play real shows and stuff now. I don't know. So they're just songs that I write. It's kind of my... more to my taste.
Have you met anyone famous along the trail so far? Any highlights of playing out with this trio here?
Sneaky Pete.
We met Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete, Charlie Parr.
Legend.
Charlie Parr barn party.
Oh yeah, we played a barn party with Charlie Parr.
Where was that?
That was in Wisconsin somewhere at a friend's farm.
We were afraid it was going to fall down because we were in the loft.
We were in the chicken coop.
We were playing in the chicken coop. Yeah, that was a highlight.
And then a good crowd there and everything?
Yes.
Sounds like it was hopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
It was rowdy.
Is that the highlight?
Yeah.
How about recording? Anything weird happened in your recording? Anything monumental or particular? Or did you just cruise through the studio?
We cruised through.
We couldn't really afford to take our time.
Yeah, we couldn't. Recording is expensive.
Right, so you gotta just make it happen.
Keyboards and played video games.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I feel like there was something else I was gonna say about, I don't know.
About that barn?
About, I don't know, what was the original question? writing songs?
Yeah. I think it was what's the monumental event? You guys, talk about how long you've been together. A year or so, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. We're low key. We haven't played any.
We did a 3-day tour once.
We did a 3-day tour. Yeah, that was good. I was sick the whole time.
The 2-beat bender.
Yes, oh, yeah, it was called the 2-beat bender.
Well, let's get one more tune out of you before you go.
Yeah.
And what's it going to be? Is it off the EP?
Yeah, it's called As Soon As I'm Gone. Yeah. Oh, I was going to mention, yeah, we're playing tonight too. I should mention the other people. Our friend Dave Mailing, who used to live up here also, his band The Fontanelles is playing, and the Boomchucks, Jamie Ness and Brad Nelson's, are playing at their CD all release thing or whatever.
That's right. So, all yeah. RT Quinlan's tonight in downtown Duluth.
Yes. All right.
All right, one more. This is the Two Beat Band on KUMD.
I can see how your eyes turn astray when I tell you how I'm going away. But I thought you knew that we were all in the past. So don't miss me as soon as I'm gone. Did you hear when my feet left the door? Leave nothing but dirt on the floor. I knew this way you wouldn't be asking for more. So don't miss me as soon as I'm gone. City lights bring me some warmth, and country nights give me some calm. But nothing can find what I have inside. I'll miss you as soon as I'm gone.
Thanks so much. I didn't have the right headphones on. I was always like, I can't hear a thing. That was a really great tune and kind of a slower one, but you guys really just bring it alive. The bass really is crucial in this sound you guys got going.
Yeah.
Not that you guys aren't all crucial, but yeah. That tune, I can really tell the bass. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Any last words?
Go Packers.
Wow.
I guess
it might be too soon for that.
I think, well, thanks so much. It's the Two Beat Band from Duluth, except for Jordan, who's now from Northfield.
Yes.
But here they are playing in Duluth tonight, all part of the Boomchuck CD release party. It is Friday, February 5th. That's today. It all kicks off at 9 o'clock, and the Two Beat Band probably going on around 9:30 or so. And the lineup. So it is a Two Beat Band. We've got Pillow Talk with Brandon Swenson and Todd Gremmels. We've got the Fontanelles with Dave Mayling.
Yeah.
I knew that. And then Boomchucks, of course, with Jamie Ness and Brad Nelson. Thank you so much for coming in. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
To check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by Christine Dean and Maya Morton with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for tuning in.